I'm not interested in that.
Go ahead, Lauren.
So a person that likes to believe they're logical, and I know Fred is really good with logic, I think that short of a bylaws amendment, I don't think there's anything in the bylaws that requires that the audit committee have people with financial backgrounds. So I think if you are concerned enough and read enough and are able to extrapolate some of the facts and the audit committee and the deficiency letters, the management letters, then I believe that, you know, if you do your due diligence, then, you know, and you want to serve on an audit committee, I believe you should do that. I mean, you got lawyers, I'm a social worker, you know, you got people who are technical people, organizers and stuff like that. And I think, you know, short of a bylaws amendment, I don't think we should be having this discussion.
Well, this is William. Can I come back again?
Sure. I just want to make sure that I'm not going to be something
that's not an argument. I'm not saying that I agree with the proposal that everybody should have a financial background or a certain number of people should. But that's what we're supposed to be discussing. So, Lawrence, you are discussing it. And this is the conversation we should be having, not how we're going to hire somebody else to help us. It's, do we need the requirement that some or all of the people on any committee experience?
Can I be put on the stack?
Sure, is that Frank?
It's Frank LeFever.
Okay. I'll let William finish his comment, then I have you on the stack.
Oh, I was finished, but if it's not clear, I'm just saying we're supposed to be discussing that item, whether or not to have require people to have a financial background, because I don't know how you're going to define a financial background. I thought I said that earlier. I'm not saying that we need to do this. I'm saying that this is what we're supposed to be discussing. Is it a good idea or not a good idea?
Thank you. Frank, go ahead.
Well, I have urged this at my home station, WBAI, and maybe others have done so at other places, but certainly a lot of BAI, so far as I know, has there been a serious effort to make use of organizations and so on, such as, you know, retired professionals or retired executives and so on, who are willing to work on a volunteer basis. And I think it's high time that we take a serious look at using these kind of resources. Not to be on the committee, but, you know, to be consultants, unpaid consultants for committees.
Sorry, saying that there should be that it should be entertained that folks who would want to volunteer in helping us out should be able to do so. Is that correct?
Well, more than that, we should aggressively go out and try to recruit them. But there are organizations that specialize, you know, in retired professionals of various kinds signing up in their retirement, willing to do pro bono work like that.
Okay.
I mean, before somebody's saying, well, we don't have the money to hire a person with financial background, well, that's why we need to make a serious look at using these volunteer resources. And not just put a flyer, a button on the web page saying, can you volunteer if you have a professional background? No. Go out into something outside of Pacifica that does this.
Okay. Now, I know that we've kind of mentioned a lot of different opinions that folks like to recommend in coming back to the following meeting with proposals of potential volunteers to assist with folks who either could lend their expertise in any way or Do we table this? I'm not sure what action the committee would like to take.
Virginia to the staff.
What have Virginia?
I know a couple of people that I could ask about doing this, but it's in the middle of this election season that is more wacky than even than usual, and I don't feel like I have the commitment to make a specific a proposal. So I intend to ask a couple of people to explore this on my own, is all I can say. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Nancy?
Nancy, go ahead.
Okay. So I don't know whether we need a motion, or if we were to make a motion and pass it, would it sound like this, like the PNB Audit Committee recommends to the PNB to recommend to the LSB to recruit pro bono or at discounted rate CPAs or auditors to examine financial documents with unfettered access to documents? Because if you don't put the unfettered access, you may have trouble with the manager who doesn't want to show. Because, like I said, there's some managers very don't feel comfortable doing that. But if it's, I would feel that if the audit committee and the PNB were recommending this, then there would be a chance for getting some work.
Well, I think any time you ask management to do something, you're going to go up against a stone wall. And same also with some governance structures also. I'm saying individual members of the committee from the various stations should take the initiative to recruit volunteers. And if anybody asks any questions, say, well, this is somebody who is helping me.
Yeah. This is Jose Luis. I need to get off the phone, but I highly suggest that we do something that along the lines that have been discussed, passing a recommendation to the PMB that the interim executive director make it a priority to work with her management team, the general managers, to help the LSBs implement volunteers in the accounting process.
Okay. Thank you, Heather. Now, Hello? Go ahead, Ron.
Oh, yeah. So it's already in our bylaws that a treasurer does not have to be an elected board member. So you may want to incorporate that as well, that, you know, sometimes board members do not want to serve as treasurers, and sometimes they do. So, you know, I just wanted to make that comment.
Good point.
Okay. Thanks. So I would recommend, since no one's proposing a motion, and if you are proposing a motion, please email it, so then that way it can be read out on the stream correctly, is to actually come back for our following meeting with information on folks who would be willing to volunteer on providing recommendations, so on and so forth. Based on some of the comments that were made today. Is that okay with folks? Unless somebody motivates something else.
Point of information, Nancy. Are you saying that we need, that the audit committee needs to approve of these volunteers or at discounted rate professionals, or that it shouldn't be of the finance committee, or it should be both at the local level? Maybe I'm getting too detailed.
Yeah, I'm not sure what your question is.
Anyone can do this, as Robert Mark was saying, but in order to get unfettered access to documents where management would feel comfortable to do that, it would need what kind of
And unfettered access, what do you mean by that? I'm not understanding what you're saying. So as Mr. Blair mentioned earlier, there's public record information that we do have available for folks. And so that's one thing. The second thing was folks mentioning that we seek out volunteers actively on our own to be able to help us with this process. The third thing is things like the audit management letters that have confidential information with regards to the organizational deficiencies or things of that nature need to remain that it's confidential. So I'm not sure.
The fever on the stack again?
And Lawrence on the stack also, please.
Okay, go ahead, Frank, and then Lawrence. Unless, Nancy, you want to clarify what you meant.
I've been on the board since 2010, and I've never seen a bank statement or bill or receipt from our manager, never. And I think our treasurer and at one time one of our chairs was able to see some things, but, I mean, it's very, very limited. Just we're allowed to see the budget. And the budget without having any other document to look and see if it jives or not, if it makes sense or not. So I don't know, maybe the other stations are a little more open management, open with the financial documents. So I'm coming from a station that's it's very, very, I would almost say secretive. I mean, and when you say things are published, that's the finished audit you're talking about. I'm talking about at the basic level, just, you know, what we're spending on this and that, you know, for tiny things or little things or payroll or just basic bookkeeping maybe. I'm through. When I said unfettered, in the history of our station, only one PNB member was able to get anything on the director's inspection. But I'm not sure if it may be none of the other previous directors ever asked or ever had any interest. But oh, we have only one. And she had trouble. I mean, with trouble. I think Mr. Fever said it, whatever he said about the, you know, sometimes it's very difficult. They have the reasons, but sometimes managers don't want to show things. So I thought if PNB had their rubber stamp on it, that there would be unfettered access, at least that way, the finance committee or the pro bono or the CPA that's going to be asked to, if we find some. Yes, I met a CPA and I had to have my own private, you know, business done. And then I asked him about nonprofits and he said, you know, you should look. Many nonprofits board members have no financial background. It's very, it's sad, but this is, he said this is true. I haven't checked. but I do, I just know two examples very, very big corporations, nonprofit corporations, and they have very wealthy people on their board, but I don't see any financial background on their backgrounds. Oh, never mind. I'm talking about something else. Oh, I'm finished.
Okay. Am I in the sack now? Am I?
Yes, Frank. And then,
okay.
Was it William or Roland? I don't remember. Go ahead, Frank.
There's a mechanism which does not require appealing to PNB or to managers or anybody else. It's a mechanism which has been used all too rarely, and one reason because people just don't have the energy or the fortitude to do it, and also because management has thrown up roadblocks in the way. But directors on the board, national board, have an absolute legal right of inspection. of anything in the in any station. And as sometimes happens, they can even inspect remotely by designating a representative to do the inspection for them. Are people all aware of the director's right of inspection?
Yes.
Yes, Frank.
Well, then, all we need is one or two directors who agree to use some volunteers that we've recruited as representatives, and if they don't have the expertise, their representative can do the inspection that they have a right to do.
All right. Well,
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
So Frank's point is well taken, by me anyway. You know, the other thing that local station boards could do is also direct their directors by a vote to engage in an inspection. That's one way. And if I could just finish, Frank. And then also, you know, you could lobby, or you could talk, you know, directly to your inspector, to your director to request an inspection. So, I mean, there's ways of getting to those documents, and, you know, short of filing a complaint with the appropriate authorities, you know, those inspections and those documents should be available for review, and a director could have stuff copied as well, given in hard copy or flash drive to review and inspect those documents. So, you know, your point is well taken by me, Frank, regardless of our disagreements. Thank you.
Okay. Since it seems as though there was something that Nancy sent over as a motion. I'm sorry, who's that?
This is Lawrence. I have a motion.
So I do have Nancy who sent her motion over 10 minutes ago, which I'm going to go ahead and read. If you do have a motion, please send it over, Lawrence.
I wanted to make a motion to postpone.
Oh, okay. You can always make a motion to table. But let me read this first. So the PMB Audit Committee, this is from Nancy. The PMB Audit Committee recommends to the PMB to recommend the LSBs to recruit pro bono or at discounted rate CPAs and or auditors to examine financial documents with unfettered access to documents. And Lawrence, you the same?
So did you ask me a question, Chair? Sorry.
So were you asking to table this discussion?
Yeah, I'm asking to table to our next meeting with a proviso that that people, you know, look into their individual units as to, you know, how to develop this concept of seeking pro bono or volunteer or low-cost people with financial backgrounds.
Okay.
Nancy, points of information. Did Lawrence have a motion? Would you like me to type it and send everybody? Did you have a motion?
He's asking to table the
agenda item. No motion. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But to the next one.
To the next one, that's correct. Is there any objection to that? Who was that? I'm sorry. I'm having trouble hearing.
Just a time check. When is this meeting over?
I'm trying to wrap up this meeting, if possible. So that's why I'm asking if there's any objection to tabling this this motion to table this item. Or any, if there's any objection to tabling this agenda item to next month's meeting.
Not an objection, but this is William. If you table something, you have to bring it back off the table. It doesn't automatically get on the agenda.
Okay. All right. So, is there any objection to the tabling of this agenda item?
This is Nancy. Can we postpone it?
You can table and then move to the next meeting to untable.
Okay.
This agenda item.
Untable at the next meeting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You have the ability to do that. Okay. Hearing no objections, this agenda item is tabled. So our next meeting we have scheduled for, I believe it's the 24th of November. If I'm not mistaken, I'm going to double check right now. Or if somebody has a much quicker computer, that would be helpful.
Chair,
go ahead.
Yeah, okay, I have the floor. So that's Thanksgiving Day, the 24th. So,
sorry, what did you say?
It's the day of genocide, and so it's Thanksgiving Day. And I hope that, you know, that either have our meeting the second or third, two or one for November.
Lawrence, your voice is breaking up.
Oh, sorry, Fred.
Brenda, he said it's thanks. Is that the national holiday, the 24th?
I thought
it was a Thursday,
the
fourth Thursday.
Yeah, it's a Thursday. We meet on Tuesday, the 24th.
Okay, so, Lawrence, it's not Turkey Day.
I thought the 24th was Turkey Day, no?
No.
Thanksgiving is the 26th.
Oh, okay.
The fourth Thursday.
Correct. Okay.
Okay. Is there any... So that's going to be our next audit committee meeting. I will be asking for an excused absence because I won't be in the country at that point. But I will type up and be able to... I already sent over to the IED the information for the engagement letter, and I'll be following up also with that friend, Mr. Lam, in the coming days as well, to try and see where the status of our audit will be at, and when we should expect Armonita to start. So our next audit committee meeting will be at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, November 24th. And if there's no other information that folks need, if somebody would like to move to adjourn, then we could go ahead and do so.
I move that we adjourn and with a prayer that all the things get in order so we can start our 2014.
All right. If there's no objections, then thank you all so much for being on the call. And we'll be in contact soon. All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, William. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, everybody. Bye.